I've got two priorities, in fact. One is to, as you say, avoid an attack on Hodeidah, but the other is to ensure that we can relaunch the political negotiations. But on the first objective, I suppose the fact that there has been so far no major attack on the port or city of Hodeidah is something which is attributed to the discussions we've been having with the parties. There has been fighting around the airport, as you know, but the port and city so far have not been the place for major hostilities. I think the second achievement is that the Ansar Allah leadership was able to give us in the United Nations the offer of having a lead role in managing the port of Hodeidah, dependent on an overall ceasefire in the governorate. And I think the third achievement is that we continue to narrow down now with the parties what needs to be agreed in order finally to avoid and push off completely any attack on Hodeidah.
So when do you think this UN role can start really in Hodeidah?
Well, as soon as the parties agree. What we're trying to do at the moment is to do two things, as I said. First of all, to see what needs to be done to avoid that attack. And I think that involves arrangements for the port and for the city and for an overall ceasefire. But it's also very clear to me from discussions with all the parties and including the coalition that the solution to the issue of Hodeidah is tied up intrinsically with the restart of political negotiations. And our aim is indeed to address the issue of Hodeidah in the context of that political negotiation.
But before we get into the political negotiations, would you explain to us more what would this UN role in Hodeidah entail?
I can't give you more details on the overall role. As I've said, we have already been offered the opportunity to take a lead role in the port and in its management. And this has been accepted by both the government of Yemen and Ansar Allah. But there is more to it than that, as you know. We need to address the issue of the city and the governorate. And at the moment, we're still in negotiations as to whether a UN role would help to avoid an attack, or more importantly, and this is where I think we're going, whether in fact the restart of negotiations will mean that the attack on Hodeidah or the move towards war will be avoided.
So after this regional tour and talking to the Yemeni parties, do you expect to be able to hold the negotiations between the parties soon?
I do. I expect so, and I hope so. In the last few days, I have met with President Hadi in Aden yesterday, and with Mohammed Abdel Salam, the speaker, the chief negotiator of Ansar Allah here in Muscat. And both parties have confirmed to me their willingness to come to the table to restart the negotiations. I think it is time long overdue that should take place. It's been about 2 years since the last talks on Yemen. I think the people of Yemen expect this to happen as soon as possible. My principal an overriding responsibility is to bring about negotiations to end this war. Hodeidah is an extraordinarily important issue, but it is not more important than the issue of an overall political solution. The United Nations Security Council, as you know, is united in agreeing with us that there is no military solution to the conflict in Yemen. There is only a political solution, which is why we need to bring the parties together as in the very near future.
Is it too early to talk about a timeline for the negotiations?
I think it's too early to talk about a timeline for the conclusion of negotiations. But I don't think it's too early to talk about a timeline for a start. I'd like to get the parties together within the next few weeks at the very latest. I think next week we're going to have exclusive information. I'm hoping that the Security Council will meet next week and we'll put together a plan before them as to how we're going to bring the talks back. Your questions about when that will happen, we will answer that. I'm expecting to have further talks with Ansar Allah in the next few days to to be very clear about that. We're close to understanding exactly how we can deal with the linked issues of Hodeida and a restart of the political negotiations. And I think the next few days will get us to the point of being able to come out quite clearly and openly to say when, how, and with whom we can do this.
After listening to the different parties and stakeholders, what do you think the main challenges right now are, the main areas of disagreement?
Well, I think the main challenge is actually the war. This sounds like an obvious thing to say, but the main spoiler to the process of building confidence for peace are the events on the battlefield. This is one of the two reasons why we're so opposed to an attack on Hodeida, the other being the extraordinary humanitarian impact of such an attack. As I said to the Security Council in April, it is the war that will stop us bringing the parties together if we're unlucky. And this is why we call on the parties to de-escalate the violence as a part of their negotiations. I think that's the principal spoiler. I think the other challenge is, in fact, to make sure that the totality of Yemen is brought back into a state of civil government. There are, it is estimated, up to 1 million combatants in Yemen fighting in various militia and other armed forces. And the aim of the peace process that I hope we can begin in the near future is to return to the state and government of Yemen, a new government of national unity, the monopoly of force that we consider normal in every other country. So it's going to be a massive task to identify the priority needs for the disarmament, demobilization, and reintegration of forces. I think that's going to be a huge task. But I know it's one that is a priority for the people, the ordinary people of Yemen, all of whom cry out for peace.
The UN stresses always on the importance of women's participation in the peace negotiations, but the reality is often different than this. What are you trying to do to make sure that there is adequate participation for the Yemeni women?
Yes, I think this is incredibly important, not merely because of Security Council Resolution 1325 and others. And in fact, Yemen has a very distinguished recent history in this. As you know, the National Dialogue had a very high participation of women. One of my predecessors, Jamal bin Ammar, was a very strong advocate of the numbers of women in the negotiating parties. And so what we are planning and hoping is, first of all, to insist on the at least 30% of the negotiating party delegations to be women, at least. Secondly, that in the government of national unity, again, that at least 30% of the senior positions should be held by women. And we will also establish and are in discussions with UN Women and the PACT, the group of women created by UN Women of Yemeni women, to have a role sitting beside us, the mediator, in the talks. What I think will be really important and innovative and essential is that that group, the UN Women's PACT group, sitting at the talks advising us on issues of priority, concession, and improvement, will be connected through virtual means, through internet, iPhones, through social media, with an industrial scale level of women throughout Yemen. Because, as you know, social media in this part of the world is very, very popular, and I'm sure we can therefore connect with women on a daily basis to inform them about what is happening at the talks and to get their opinion for what should happen